Out on the Limb with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV, your one stop for leading a happy, healthy, and successful life. Celebrating life and illuminating mind, heart, body, and soul.
Welcome, welcome. I'm Dr. Nicola Bird. I am a psychotherapist and I am the founder of Self-Imaging Therapy. Thank you all for being here with me today at Out on the Limb. We're here to celebrate life, to illuminate the mind, the heart, the body, and the soul. We have another awesome show today, which I'm really excited to feature. The theme of today's living is living the clean life. We're going to start with my first very special guest, health coach and founder of Discover Wellbeing, Rachel Collins. Rachel believes that you cannot have good physical health without great emotional health alongside it. She is here to share strategies for living the life we want in the body we love. Rachel, wonderful to have you.
Hi. Hi, lovely to be here.
I'm thrilled to have you. This is such an important topic. I know, Rachel, that holism is certainly becoming much more normalized and mainstream, and the days of separating the mind and the emotions from the body is really getting outdated, which is fabulous news for us. And
certainly enough,
research shows the incredible connection between and relationship between the mind, the emotions, the body. As a health coach, you believe that our physical and emotional health cannot be separated. Tell us in your experience why that is and how you see that connection really being able to take us to a healthy level and really sustain healthy living and wellness in our life.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, the most simple explanation is, you know, when you're feeling really happy and you're busy, you find yourself, and I think we all do it, we find ourselves craving food less. And when we're happy and busy, we are moving more. So instantly there, you can see that it's very reasonable to think you'll end up being healthier. If you're moving more and you're craving less junk food, you're going to be healthier. But to take that kind of a step further and get a little bit more kind of analytical about it, the nutrition school where I trained, they talk about there being two types of nourishment. So the food that we eat is really only a secondary form of nourishment in our lives. And our primary form of nourishment comes from everything else that's going on. So our relationships, our careers, exercise, and spirituality. Now, that doesn't have to be, you know, an organized religion or faith. I mean, you know, for me, it's more like yoga. I have a friend who, for him, it's fishing, you know, and that sounds crazy. The fishing could be spiritual, but, you know, you have to be in tune with the weather and the moon, and you have to sit still in nature, and that is spiritual. And if all those elements of your life are in balance, you know, from what I've been taught, it's much, much easier to make healthy food choices, and it has a huge impact on how you live your life, and therefore it's easier to be healthy.
Well, I think that what you're saying is just such an important foundation for us to approach well-being holistically. Because otherwise, if we're not well within, it's really hard for us to implement real transformation or healthy living, because otherwise we're struggling with all these other things. So I love that integrative model, and I think it's, again, I think it's really hard for us to sustain anything without us really putting those two together, bringing all the parts together. And when you talked about when you're really contented and feeling positive, then it's creating you know, healthier habits, and because we're coming from a foundation of well-being, how do we then plug more into that in your work, so that really, rather than focus on basically food is the distraction, it's not the cause, how do we then really get away from focusing the struggle, because too much of the struggle ends up being what you're eating and not eating, exercising, not exercising, where you're coming from a whole different place of
Absolutely.
Wellness, so,
So I'd keep bringing people back to the kind of the four pillars, the four primary foods that are out there. So it's relationships, career, exercise, and spirituality. And, you know, with every single client that I speak to and I see, I start to ask them about what's going on in those other areas of their life. And they think it's a little bit strange because they think I'm going to talk about food. And quite often I steer the conversation away from food and I say, you know, how was work today? Or, so tell me what's going on with your boyfriend or, you know, what's going on at home? And by asking those questions, I find out so much more about their well-being. And what's really key for me is that quite often I speak to clients who have decided to ban chocolate. You know, I'm doing really well. I haven't had any chocolate for 5 days. I think that's great. But, you know, why were you craving chocolate in the first place? And it's often they say, oh, well, you know, I had a really bad day at work, and then I came home and I had a fight with my husband, and the kids were driving me crazy, and you know what? I just wanted to open that bar of chocolate and have a glass of wine. And I thought, you've not got a diet problem here. You know, you've got a relationship problem and a career problem. Let's start to look at those things. And by taking the pressure off of eating, because, you know, actually that was just adding more stress to my client's life. You know, if taking the pressure off of, I must not eat chocolate, you know, essentially just punishing yourself for failing all the time at this diet, you know, take the pressure off of the food and focus on everything else. Focus on making yourself feel happy with your work, because you're doing that an awful lot of the day. Make yourself feel happy in your relationships. And, you know, we can all learn really simple tools and techniques to communicate better with our partners, to bond better with our children, and really light up our lives through our relationships. I mean, it's fascinating. If you watch children play, you have to kind of drag them away from playing with their friends and say, come on, it's time to eat now. You haven't eaten all day, because they're getting their energy from that playtime. And as adults, we lose that. We lose that playtime and the connecting with others, and we end up focusing on the food.
Well, I think because what you're really, again, getting to is the root cause and what's driving the patterns of behavior. And unless those are addressed, it's really hard, again, to sustain change. And that, I mean, what you're eating and coming from a perspective of well-being changes very much. When, again, when you're coming from a perspective of well-being, your relationship with food changes completely than when you are using food to fill the holes in our soul and to fill the gaps in our life, and looking for it as a reward or a salve, a balm for our pain and our struggles. And just, I mean, life is challenging. So we're full of different challenges in life. We want to have healthy coping styles to manage it. What coping styles do you then give women in your work to help them manage these triggers and these life issues so that they're not moving towards food, but instead finding healthy ways for the compulsion to eat?
So what I find is that as soon as we have this discussion, this first discussion like you and I are having, there's kind of this sudden moment of, oh my goodness, yes, I do that. And just that awareness is huge step in the right direction, because the next time there's that trigger, they think, oh wow, yeah, this is one of those moments where actually I'm not hungry, I'm reacting in a particular way that's making me want food. And that is a huge step in the right direction. But one of the things that I get my clients to do is write a list of things to do when life sucks. So, you know, between 3 and 5 things, write them down on this list. And my things, just tiny little things, my things are to make a cup of tea. I mean, obviously, I'm English, we love a cup of tea. But that waiting for the kettle to boil and just giving myself a breather and the kind of process of making a cup of tea for me is really pleasurable. Another thing on my list is I've always got hand cream that I love. The smell, the feel of it, and I feel like I'm giving myself a treat just by putting that hand cream on. I've also got my mum on the list of things to do when life is a bit rubbish. I will call my mum. So I've got a list of go-to things. So when I'm struggling, instead of thinking, oh, God, I'm going to go and open a bottle of wine, I think, right, hang on, what's on my list? Okay, it's the middle of the afternoon. It's probably a good time to have a cup of tea rather than anything else. It's bedtime, I'm going to go and put on my nice hand cream and just smell that and give myself a moment. But it's different for everybody. But having that list of 3 to 5 things that you turn to that make you just feel a little bit better, a little bit special, and a little bit like you've been treated, having that makes the world of difference because you know what you're going to do when you can feel that trigger.
Those are beautiful, beautiful tips to offer because, first of all, they're very doable. Two, you're finding things, they're soothing styles, soothing mechanisms and techniques and tools that we can use because instead of using food to soothe or nurture, which is what people use food for, is that you're finding different ways to really address what the real problem is, to create the soothing, to create the nurturing, to take care of the self in healthy ways. And I love these because they're very simple techniques and tools that anyone can say, oh, I can do this, and you have an alternative. Because when we're caught in a pattern of behavior, we need to have an alternative to go to. Otherwise, we're just like, what else do I do? So that alternative thinking and creating the soothing, the principle of soothing, which is, again, what we're looking for. So I love those, and I'm thank you for sharing those strategies, and I'm sure the listeners can all just really take note of that and think of these simple, basic ways that we can create change and just start there and the power of that. We're coming to... we're going to be wrapping up shortly, so I really want you to tell us more about your Discover Well-Being because it's the whole principle of preemptive, like catching it, starting before we even have a problem, like really getting to the root and the source and instead of after the fact, instead. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So
I think
it's really
important.
Yeah. So for me, and my journey, my whole journey started after I had my first baby. It's obviously it's life changing becoming a parent, but it was a whole lot more life changing to become a mum than it was for my husband to become a dad. You know, within 2 weeks he'd had his paternity leave, he was back at work, and you know, life was kind of the same. As a woman, it's very different. Suddenly, you get into the realm of do you or do you not go back to work? No matter which choice you make, you will be judged. People will be questioning you. You will feel like you have to justify yourself all the time. There is no end of the mum guilt that everyone feels. You know, you're constantly questioning yourself. There's so much that you go through as a woman becoming a mum, but actually it's not just about, you know, the baby years, as it were. I think as a woman, we go through an awful lot of rites of passage. And that's everything from puberty and pregnancy right through to the menopause and beyond. And our body goes through a lot of changes, but also emotionally we go through a lot of changes. And one thing I realized, both from kind of the business side, the health coaching side, but also a personal side, you know, my experience, is that there isn't a central place that you can go to for help. Other than in England we've got our GP that we can go to. In America, I know it's a slightly different system, but we can only approach the medical profession when we hit real crisis point. But what about those of us who know things could be a bit better? And that's what was going through my head. I'm thinking, I'm not sick, I'm not ill, but I don't feel like I'm living the best life I can, and I'm not sure where to turn next. And that's where the idea for Discover Wellbeing started to grow. Obviously I found health coaching, and I can help a certain number of people through health coaching, but I can't help everybody. So Discover Wellbeing is about bringing together professionals from a wide range of backgrounds who can combined all together, hopefully we can start to help women from, at all different life stages with all different problems.
Well, that's just wonderful. So, and we're wrapping up now. I want to thank you for all this incredible information, your incredible tips to the listeners out there. Learn more about Rachel, check out her website, discoverwellbeing.org, where she has so much information and content and access to different professionals and specialists to serve as guidance, help, and support. And they work with people wherever you are remotely, so the access is globally.
Yep.
Your work is very important to us. Thank you so much for your time, Rachel. Many blessings.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank
you. Lovely to speak to you.
Lovely speaking with you, too. Bye-bye, hon. Okay,
bye-bye.
So we're going to take, we're going to take a really quick break. We're coming back with more health perspectives and strategies with my next guest, Beata Reidger. She's a registered holistic nutritionist. Stay tuned, and because we are going to learn so much more about well-being in just a moment.
If you want the best way to heal from life challenges, get Erica Tucci's powerful book, Radiant Survivor, How to Shine and Thrive Through Recovery from Stroke, Cancer, Abuse, Addiction, and Other Life-Altering Experiences. Erica Tucci's remarkable book of healing is available now on Amazon. Find out more at www.radiantsurvivor.com.
Welcome back. You're tuned into Out on the Limb Radio with Dr. Nick the Bird. My next guest, in keeping with today's Living Clean theme, is Beata Reidger. She is a registered holistic nutritionist. Beata works as a health blogger and is here to share strategies for clean, healthy living. Beata, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm really thrilled to have you. I know, Beata, that for years you suffered from gut problems and chronic stress and anxiety thanks to your high-paced job in the PR world and to poor nutrition. And what was the tipping point for you that made you take matters into your own hands and switch to holistic nutrition?
Right. So the switch to nutrition was actually, it happened quite organically. I mean, nutrition has always been a part of my life. My mother was diagnosed with a brain tumor when I was born, and thankfully doctors were able to remove it in time. But ever since then, my mom self-educated herself on the importance of diet and the power that food has on the prevention of illness. So safe to say, our kitchen was always stocked with healthy foods to the point where I always looked forward to babysitting my neighbor's kids just so I could treat myself to a cookie. But I also experienced some health issues myself. Like when I started working in that high-paced PR industry, I developed chronic anxiety and stress, which led to an onset of inflammatory bowel disease, which, you know, further fueled my anxiety. So it was this catch-22. So my relationship with food was also on the outs as a result of my experience for a little while as a high-fashion runway model. So, you know, it was just this negative relationship with food and, you know, going through these issues myself. So there was a point in my life when, you know, I was in so much pain, and I remember I was, you know, on the bathroom floor being like, I can't deal with this anymore. So I said, enough is enough, and I had to take my health into my own hands. You know, I went through so many testings at hospitals, and it just, nothing came through. So, I had to take it into my own hands. So I went back to school for the third time, you know, used that inspiration from growing up, you know, in terms of nutrition, and saw that the healing power of food. So I went that route and, you know, studied everything there is to know about nutrition, and my passion for it blossomed into a career in the field.
Well, it's so interesting how much nutrition can lead to so many health problems, and that's one of the things that we can actually have so much control over, and that we can create so much transformation from what we're eating and heal so many of the ailments that we struggle with. And that awareness, I think, is really, really important because, again, it's very empowering.
Right.
And what was the result for you as in terms of your gut problems and all the other health problems when you changed your diet and went into holistic nutrition?
I saw incredible results. I mean, because I was so primed growing up, because my mom taught me so much, I already had that sort of background knowledge. So, you know, growing up, it was fine. And it's when I took myself out of that healthy environment, I went to school, I went to university, you know, that it started to it started to get unhealthy. And so going back to those roots and learning just so much more, you know, the science behind it and all that, it helped to further my knowledge. And so I could use my knowledge from growing up and with, you know, the science and learning, that I could then use those things and actually help, you know, to heal, you know, through certain foods. Like, as a nutritionist, you know, I view the body as a biochemical factory, you know, that requires fuel, employees, and machinery to run properly. So what's so wonderful and what makes me so giddy about nutrition is the fact that, you know, the right foods for specific ailments, like the wholesome, clean, unprocessed, unrefined whole foods closest to their natural state, are composed of all the tools that the body needs to run efficiently. And I was lacking those foods. I was lacking the tools that my gut needed to repair and to heal. So, you know, those tools include like vitamins and minerals, probiotics, antioxidants, amino acids, fatty acids, phytonutrients, carbohydrates, enzymes, you know. And so foods rich in these tools, I consider clean foods. And that's kind of the basis of my business, She Lives Clean.
I mean, it's really interesting, Beata, how this, how powerful, again, food is and healing. And again, and I stress that the whole principle of how much power we have in our hands to create this change. So that's why your information is so important for us, that realizing that we can do this. So you created She Lives Clean.
Yes.
As a philosophy, and mm-hmm. tell us more about this and the work that you're doing mm-hmm. in this area.
Sure. So, you know, when I finished school, nutrition school, I finished university, I got my Bachelor of Science, and then I went and did my postgraduate nutrition. And, you know, we didn't get much business sort of education in the field. So I thought, you know, afterwards, I thought, okay, I need to make something of this because it's such a true passion of mine. I meant for it. You know, it's been a part of my life for so many years. I have to make this work. So first thing was first, I had to create a name. So when I was brainstorming names for my business, I thought, you know, I couldn't possibly use my name because I thought, you know, it was a little bit too complicated. So after thinking long and hard about it, I ended up with She Lives Clean. And, you know, the word clean really, really, really stood out to me. And so you can interpret the name in many ways. Like, She Lives Clean encompasses my daily life as a nutritionist. And mm-hmm. She Lives Clean can also be interpreted as you living the clean life and joining a community of people with common interest, or you mm-hmm. working towards a cleaner life, looking to get inspired and informed. So you can look at she as in she equals me and you, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it brings kind of people together. It's not just about me, like She Lives Clean. It's about you as well. And
so what,
you know,
is that philosophy? What is the base of the philosophy?
Yeah, so the business philosophy, or the motto, is, you know, eat clean, think clean, and live clean, meaning that diet, or the foods that you eat, the thoughts that you think, and the lifestyle that you lead in terms of, you know, exercise, sleep, meditation, you know, stress reducing habits, et cetera, are all intertwined and are part of the optimal health equation. So, for example, without a positive, wholesome attitude, chances are you won't be eating healthy and living a healthy lifestyle. Or, you know, without a healthy lifestyle, chances are you won't be eating optimally and thinking happy thoughts. So, and same goes for diet. So it's that triad for optimal, vibrant health: eating clean, thinking clean, and living clean. So, you know, I make sure to incorporate all three into my practice.
Well, that's, again, it's a very holistic model, and bringing everything together is what actually creates success. It's not just about diet. It's the whole intrinsic integrated philosophy, which I think is very important. And that the more that we're moving our mindset towards holism, the more we will succeed and create this healthier living.
Absolutely.
So what are some very basic things that people can do right now to create this clean living lifestyle?
Okay. So, you know, it's funny because whenever I introduce myself as a nutritionist, people always ask me that question, which is, I guess it's a common theme. And so, I mean, I typically tell people that, you know, there is no one-size-fits-all approach to health. So, you know, every body is biochemically unique and requires different, you know, set of nutrients, a different set of, you know, lifestyle suggestions and things like that. So, you know, that's what nutritionists are here for. So I usually tell people, you know, book a complimentary appointment with me. But in general, though, I write about these general tips on my website all the time and on Instagram and on social media. I'm very active there. I think what you can do right now to improve your health and nutrition, you know, simply by drinking more. Of course, not alcohol, but clean, filtered water. You know, people aren't drinking enough and staying hydrated, which can lead to, you know, toxic buildup in your body and general feelings of lethargy, low energy, you know, not to mention poor skin. So, you know, like I mentioned earlier, like mornings are the perfect opportunity to get your hydration game on. So I usually do my hydration in the morning. So I can't tout enough the health benefits of just a glass of water with a squeeze of lemon, maybe with a pinch of cayenne or a splash of apple cider vinegar. You know, do that first thing in the morning and see how you feel after it becomes a habit. It's literally life-changing. And, you know, another tip to add is, you know, change is slow. Like with nutrition, I don't like to bombard my clients with too much. I think baby steps is the way to go. So, you know, start with, you know, add more real nutrient-dense whole foods to your diet by making small changes to the ingredients you use regularly. So if you're a big fan of cheese, begin by using only half the cheese or replacing the refined noodles with brown rice noodles and throwing some leafy greens like spinach and sprouts into your, you know, iceberg lettuce, aka, you know, boring salad.
Right.
So, you know, I chat.
No, and so these are. Thank you so much for your amazing tips and the very, very simple things that we can definitely enhance our lives and implement in our lives. I mean, I attest to the water and lime. That's the first thing I do with a squeeze of lemon in it. I do that every morning. I do it throughout the day. It's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Yes, you have amazing tips, Beata, and an amazing approach. So for the listeners out there, please check out Beata and her work at shelivesclean.com. She works with you wherever you are remotely. So you can certainly really get a lot of advantage from her resources. Thank you so much, Beata, for your time, your energy, and all of your insights and strategies for clean living.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so we've had an amazing show today about clean living with lots of strategies and tips for us to create the amazing life we want by making small changes in terms of creating well-being and health. We can all put in that extra time and self-care to ourselves to create the amazing life that we deserve. This is Dr. Nicola Bird. To get more insights on how you can lead your best life possible, go to my website, www.thewellness-network.com. Join my mailing list. I have amazing experts on this site. You'll get incredible tips and tools to create the amazing life that you deserve. Thank you for tuning in. Remember to spread the joy and share Out on the Limb Show with all your networks and friends. And keep in mind that sometimes you do need to go out on the limb to achieve the happy, the healthy, and successful life that you deserve. I'm Dr. Nicola Bird. See you right here tomorrow for another insightful and entertaining segment of Out on the Limb.
You're tuned into Out on the Limb Radio with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV. Tune in Monday to Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific.